Can you tell me about, so there was this incident, I've seen a couple of videos, but I was not there, so I don't have the full story yet. It seems as though at one point a car swerved a bit into the protesters. Maybe I'm not going to speculate on the motivation of that, but I did see a video of a car appearing to swerve into the group of protesters. And tell me about that incident and sort of what transpired.
I didn't study that incident in detail. I think there was a couple of reports of folks who reported they were being grazed, but none of it rose to the level where anybody felt like they wanted to go to the police station and file a report.
Okay, so there haven't been any reports filed by protesters at this point about that?
I haven't been in today. There may very well have been, but it was pretty chaotic, and identifying a suspect on either side would probably be problematic.
Okay. So I did see a video. It does seem scary, like a car swerved into a group of people marching on the road. Is there a legal issue with that? Are cars allowed to do that? I mean, I'm not sure.
Yeah, we're going to have our work cut out for us now because there's probably a ton of video to review. And if, you know, later on down the line we can make a charge stick, we will. But like I said, we weren't going to get baited into being dragged into an individual investigation or arrest while we're trying to manage a protest.
Okay. So that is something that I have seen on social media, too, some protesters being angry that officers didn't immediately stop that vehicle. And, you know, there is a little bit of footage of the vehicle trying to get out and sort of nudging an officer as they're trying to continue moving, and the officer does, you know, get out of the way and the car is able to continue. Why not stop the driver then?
We couldn't get, again, you can't get tied up with an individual situation or investigation when you've got a bigger problem to mitigate. We couldn't tie up resources on a minor hit and run at that time. We needed all of our bodies to mitigate the overall protest.
Okay. But there is possibly, you're reviewing footage now? Like,
sure. If there's something
possible
to follow up on, we'll follow up on it. But yesterday wasn't the time to, you know, nitpick and ask for driver's licenses and that sort of thing.
Okay. And then, so of course, I think after that incident with a car, again, I wasn't there. This is sort of from seeing social media reports. It does seem like some of the protesters followed that car, and the windshield, I believe, ended up smashed. You know, I've seen a photo. Was that actor identified? Has anyone been apprehended for that?
I couldn't tell you the status of today's investigation. I know if we can identify a suspect and we can lay a charge, we will. But it wasn't going to happen yesterday. That's the best I can tell you.
Okay. So in response to the windshield being damaged, I'm seeing really dozens of, I will say, very troubling comments on social media of, you know, local residents saying, if they're in the street, run them over, run them all down. It's totally fine to run them down. If they're blocking traffic, kill them all, shoot them all. Lots of talk about shooting these people. What do you make of that?
Well, that would also be independently unlawful behavior. Pedestrians have the right of way, even if they're being unlawful on their own. I understand the stress in the community. They're not; these residents aren't used to this kind of conduct, and frankly, neither are we. But I feel that it needs to be managed in a different fashion than someone's breaking the law, rush over and block them up. That's not an appropriate response for this type of protest.
Yeah, there was one specific comment. I have screenshots of all of these, but there was one comment saying that, like, you know, basically this calls for a mass shooting of the protesters, and I'm surprised that no one has, like, opened fire on these animals yet.
Wow.
What do you have to say to comments like that?
Then they're sinking to they're below the level of the protesters. The protesters haven't really injured anybody yet, to my knowledge. That's you know, inciting violence that can't be condoned. I'm frustrated as well as all the other Amherst residents, but this is something that we have to deal with in a fashion that most people aren't used to.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. Really appreciate you taking the time to chat with us today.
Okay, no problem.
All right, great.
Sure.
Bye.